Hola, hola, buenos días.
Good morning. Oh, wake up, sunshine.
Yes, long time coming. It just feels like I just did this like a day ago.
I know, except I'm feeling like 10 times better today than I was last week.
Copy that.
Copy that.
You look 10 times better.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm just saying, you still look beautiful when you're sick, but... Like last time, I was like, good morning.
I know. I was like, I'm like,
we got to pick up the pace here. We need to pick up the pace.
I know.
Hey, feliz jueves. This is KVON La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
From 1440 a.m. So happy to be here. I know it's a little gloomy outside. It's surprising, no?
I know. I'm like, isn't this August time? What's with this gray sky at like 9 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
But it's okay because I feel like usually around 11 is when the sunshine really starts to roll in.
Yeah.
And then it's like hot as balls at like 2 p.m. That's not a bad word.
My head's not a bad word.
I just think I caught you by surprise there.
Yeah.
I was like,
nine, good.
We
9:10, waking up to balls right in your face. There you go. In your ear.
In your ear. Yep, that's where they are. Hi,
oh,
mio.
My goodness.
It's getting hot as
Día Nacional del Aguacate today. We're trying not to miss our national holidays, of course, and that is National Avocado Day. So, ve comprense. Speaking of balls, sáquenle el huesito a su aguacate y cómenselo bien delicioso.
Oh my God. Did you go to
our wildlife and natural landscapes are disappearing at an alarming rate.
Give us one quick second.
As a concern.
Sorry about that. We accidentally pressed something. We were having technical difficulties there. But we are back. So what were you saying about el aguacatito?
Oh, no. I was telling you, did you go to Porch Fest?
I drove by Porch Fest. I really had some other personal things I had to deal with.
Mm.
And that included visiting my grandfather. So,
yeah.
But yes, I heard that people were having a blast. Locals were out.
So much fun.
Yes.
I had never been in my entire life. Actually, my coworker, Catherine, shout out Catherine. She was the one that told me about it. And I was like, this is a thing. Like, there's people that just open up their porches for music. It was so much fun. It was like all sorts of genres of music. Some of the artists were like really going out. There was this one guy that was, you could tell he was feeling himself, and you could tell it in his vocals too. And I was like, okay, I dig this. I like this.
Yeah. I saw someone on top of someone's house on a roof.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there was someone playing on someone's roof, which
That's
I thought
cool.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. There was also this other really cool band. I was going to be like, off of Oak Street, but how many bands were off of Oak Street? A lot. There's 125 bands there.
Oh.
How insane is that? 125 bands. All for 1 week. It kind of made me feel special. I was like, yeah, we're Napa. We're cool like this. We hold Porch Fest.
I know. After, like, you have Bottle Rock, and I think that's led up to so many people coming and saying, you know what? This is it. I'm almost a Napa because, you know, we're taking on the lead on this. I know Sonoma has... They're trying to be our little copycat, which is fine.
Yeah, you
perfectly
know,
fine.
We still love them, you know. We still love them.
I think I've always loved you guys, Sonoma, but, you know, I think we are like the central. Everybody's kind of looking at us at kind of like, oh my gosh.
The arts and the music and the food and the wine.
This is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. This is where it's at.
I know.
And I get to call this my hometown.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we're so blessed.
I do have something interesting to tell you guys. So for the first segment, we're going to be talking about beauty hacks. And then on Conversaciones, we're actually going to take, you know, the beauty hacks, lo que es superficial, material. We're going to talk about what makes someone beautiful. And of course, you know.
That's a laundry list full
of
things.
Yes, it is. And if you have your comments, feel free to send us a comment through Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want. And we'll make sure to kind of insert it into the program and how you're dealing with that.
Oh, yeah.
Our beauty hacks for today, here goes the little disclosure, has nothing to do, should you suffer from anything medically, please do not take it personally, please seek medical attention prior to trying anything.
No, but that's like a real thing. Because I actually used to be allergic to makeup. And like, I didn't wear makeup for the... I literally started wearing makeup, I want to say maybe about a year and a half ago, when my brother's fiance came into his life. And she's kind of who's shown me like kind of what to do a little bit. I still have to figure it out sometimes. But before then, it was just like I would break out in hives everywhere. Even like expensive makeup, everything. So I was like, sorry, makeup's not for me. Clearly, they hate me.
Speaking of hives. So yeah, I mean, you've seen what goes on here. And I mean, it can go from anywhere from makeup to just any kind of product that you put on the skin. So totally depends whether you are allergic, whether you just have, you know, really, really sensitive skin.
Yep.
I mean, it goes all different which ways. So yeah.
No, but then talking about like hacks and things like that and beauty tricks, I just want to throw this little nugget out there. I think it's a little insane how 13-year-olds today do not look like 13-year-olds because of these beauty hacks. And I think a lot of that has to do with technology and the fact that, you know, all these YouTube videos, everyone has a phone, everyone has Wi-Fi, like 13-year-olds can look up, you know, how do I contour my face and add boobs, fake boobs to my chest just by like contouring and stuff, you know? And I'm over here like, dude, when I was 13, like I was going through like my awkward middle school phase and all of my middle school pictures were awkward. And now it's like, do awkward middle school pictures exist? Like, no. You have like 18-year-old boys questioning on whether or not the girl they're talking to is, you know, age appropriate because they over here looking like they're 17 or 18 when they're 12 and 13.
No, and you're
it's scary.
It is scary. Now that you got me thinking about what my photographs look like. Oh God, I know I've seen a couple photographs lately.
Big blown up prom hair,
yeah.
Like everything.
Well, not even. Okay, let's just go back to, you know, middle school. I had short hair. I had no makeup. Eyebrows were a mess. So yeah, I'm kind of thinking
acne,
about that.
Everything.
You know, I wasn't that bad. I'm bad now as an adult.
I'm bad now.
Oh, I really am.
No, you're not. You're beautiful.
And so, and we get to talk about all those things today.
Yeah, we get
and
to talk about what does that mean when someone calls you beautiful.
I know.
Yes, exactly.
So what I do want to say is, going back to Porch Fest, is that, you know, we need to get out there. We need to go see all these. Porque veces, you know, I do hear a lot like, oh, well, we weren't invited, or I didn't know, or I saw a lot of people, you know, Nino say, yeah, I didn't pay no mind. You know, it's like, you're invited. This community events. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's do this.
And Issa and I are always here to try to bridge that gap, especially for our Latin American community. So if you hear us talking about it, si nos escuchan a nosotros platicando de eso, es porque están invitados. Because you are invited.
It don't have
for the
to be
whole
free
community.
To go.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. You know how we like gratis, but it doesn't have to be gratis. Which, by the way, Porch Fest was gratis, so you had no excuse to not go.
Es que no entendí. There was really nothing to understand. Music is, it speaks all languages.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
En fin. So going into our first segment, now we're going back in. beauty hacks and routines. So what has worked and what hasn't worked? Which lately a lot of people have been asking, like, Gisela, what are you doing with your hair? So I have been wearing my hair like big, crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think I used to be more preoccupied that I didn't used to do my hair. I'm always in a bun. That's for sure. I'm in a bun when I have to go to work. But like if I'm working with heavy machinery and all that stuff. So I have to be safe conscious.
Yeah.
Okay. But like the whole straightening, the whole curling, and kind of going with la moda, it's hard.
It's exhausting.
And it's hot.
And then I'm
sweating, and then my hair's like this again anyway.
And I used to care. I'll be honest. I used to care like back in like early high school days, you know, freshman, sophomore year. And I would straighten my hair every day because I was like, oh, like curly hair is not in, you know, everyone likes straight hair. And I thought I looked prettier that way.
Yeah.
But after a while, it's just like, my hair looks nasty after I straighten it and it gets hot and then it's poofy and then it's like not attractive anymore. And then at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. I don't have time for that anymore. I have really curly hair. It takes me 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. And that's if I'm lucky to straighten it.
And then another hour
for
makeup. Yeah, I totally understand.
No.
So I have to be honest with the big hair right now. It has been the most compliments I've ever received on my hair in my lifetime.
I know. And people are like constantly, and that's a crazy thing, because while I'm over here looking at them and admiring everybody with their straight hair, they're looking at me and being like, how do you get your hair to curl that way? Like, I could curl my hair for like hours over and over again, and it'll just fall back straight again. Yeah. So it's kind of like, maybe we're the ones that are blessed, because we can go straight haired or we can go curly hair and our curls stay the same.
The straight hair girls, I think, honestly, really have the worst case scenario, because it's so hard to curl their hair.
That's so true. It like falls flat immediately. Yeah, I know. And I think with mine, like you said, you know, you've been getting a lot of compliments about your curly hair. And for me, I have people reach out to me through my Instagram sometimes, ask me like, what products do you use? Da, 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 da. And honestly, the trick that I found to sustaining your hair so that it doesn't get like a big afro ball, because honestly mine will look like a lion's mane at one point if I'm not caring for it.
Well, don't you see this? It's hella big this morning, so tell me your secret. What is it?
Instead of towel drying my hair, I comb it with like those like thick afro picks while I'm in the shower, so then it's like, you know, already brushed.
Not a secret.
And then when I get out, did you say not a secret?
Not a secret.
Not a secret. There you go. Not a secret. Then I was just slow to the game. And then you don't towel dry it, because the towel drying is what frizzes it up. So you wrap it up in a towel. And hey, sometimes I get made fun of because people are like, are you wearing a do-rag? And I'm like, no, I'm not. It is my t-shirt. It has to be a cotton t-shirt. And you just wrap your hair around in it. And it just like absorbs all the water. And all that's left is your curls.
Yeah, you have to detangle in the shower. Like detangle it. And then once you come out, even if you do the natural dry or if you sleep with your hair wet. Mm-hmm. I know it's bad. No. Here we go back to the dichos. Si te duermes con el pelo mojado.
Te vas a enfermar, that would have been my hair in the morning. Don't take a shower at night. You're going to get cold. You're going to get a cold.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing.
To sustain the curl, and exactly what you do, I don't have to do the wrapping. I mean, it just kind of wakes up this way, but I will.
I woke up like this.
But then there's still that bad frizz to it.
Yeah.
So all I do is just add a little bit of sea salt solution. There's a lot of products out there. That's, and it'll give you kind of like a beach wave. So it kind of gives you the beach look. So meantime, we were sitting here envidiando Shakira when she came out with this look a long time ago. I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, I wish I could just pull that off. Like, just wake
literally
up like that.
Like, those are my vibes.
Yeah.
Those are vibes I'm going for. Shakira hair, Beyonce hair, like J-Lo hair sometimes when she has it nice, short, and curly. Like, those are the vibes that I aim to achieve.
She has a series. No, J-Lo has a series with the short hair.
Yes, it's called Shades of Blue. God. I stayed up to like midnight watching it last night. It was so good. If you haven't checked it out, go check out my girl J-Lo in Shades of Blue.
It's on demand,
so you get to watch it for free.
There's no excuse why you can't binge watch. But yes, gratis.
No, but, and you know, like, lots of tips and tricks. I mean, like, I'm not huge or like really well versed in like all that contouring stuff. I'm very basic. Like I said, I don't do anything to my hair. I towel wrap it, not towel wrap it. I like t-shirt wrap it. And then I put in like this coconut cream leave-in conditioner that I found at Marshall's for like $7. And then I'm good to go. And then half the time during the week, this is my face, natural. You know, like, si no te gusta, don't look at me.
Oh my goodness. God.
Hey,
bring out the whips.
But hey, you know what? It's not just tips and tricks for women. I saw this meme yesterday. It was of a soccer player. I can't even remember who it was. But it was back when he had really long hair and no facial hair. And then it showed a picture of him right now with like a really clean cut, a haircut, like almost like a gentleman's haircut pushed to the side with like this really nice barba growing on him. Mm-hmm. And they're like, men, you complain about like, oh, well, we don't have makeup, you know, to make ourselves look prettier. Yeah, but you do. You can get a nice haircut and grow a nice facial hair.
Yes.
And it would make all the difference.
All the difference.
World.
Yes. We have.
I've seen a couple
guys that have like sloppy haircuts and stuff, which is kind of like, oh.
Honestly, like sometimes you just need to clean up, you know, and it's just like, maybe, you know, facial hair isn't for everyone, but I like facial hair. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I think facial hair makes them a little bit of scruffiness sometimes.
Yeah.
What
is that? The Movember thing?
Shave November?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite month. I'm like, hey. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, it's like eye candy everywhere we go. It's like, hey.
I'm like, I'll join in No Shave November with my piernas. I'm just kidding.
We're sitting here in the Bienvenida to all these guys that look great with beers, and then you pull off the, hey, check out these pits, you know. So,
yeah, no. I'll do the challenge with you.
Yeah, like, it's not created equal, Gabriela. The hair is, I mean, for me, I love it. And I'm saying this out loud because, you know, family said, I hadn't seen family for a while. They were saying stuff about my hair. I'm sure you're getting the people reaching out to you about your hair. Doing straight hair, I really have not gotten compliments. The only thing I get when I straighten my hair is, wow, your hair is really long.
Yeah.
Because it's so curly.
Different. And I'm like, different in a good way, different in a bad way.
So
a couple of times when I've actually straightened my hair, people won't even recognize me. Mm. Like, I'll, like, be in their face waving at them, and they have to give me this puzzled look, and then all of a sudden it kind of clicks, and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even recognize you. Yeah. And they're like, wait, where's your curly hair? Like, I love your curly hair. So then it's almost kind of like, I don't know, maybe curly people's hair kind of becomes their staple.
You know? Yeah, I'm actually thinking that, because con toda sinceridad, I have had people that don't recognize me because I've had my hair in a bun all the time. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like, I'm sorry, have we met before? This was yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I was on the school board. Like, hello, I see you guys every other week during the month.
What do you mean?
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, okay, let me put my hair up.
Let me wrap it.
Okay, yes. Which is really weird because una gente definitivamente they look completely opposite with their hair up. And yes, I understand that the ears come into play.
Always trying to cover up, you know.
Why?
Because they're not big, but they kind of, you know, stick out
small.
A little bit.
Yeah,
they are small, but I feel like the tips kind of like are like little elf ears that kind of point out a little bit.
You're getting ready for the holidays, girlfriend. I'm always ready for the
holidays. You know
what
I blame for my ears? Ooh. My parents, cuando me calaban en misa because I was talking to my brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that's true.
All right. So what do we have? So my mom, también, she has always been very basic with maquillaje, so I don't think she ever wore anything on her face, like cover up or anything of that. Abajo de los ojos, nothing. So it's always was eyeliner, mascara.
Yeah.
She never shaded in her brows. Rarely did she use blush because she always had, like, you know, just enough already, and her lipstick.
Yeah, my mom literally always, I'd only ever see her use, like, those compact things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The cakey stuff?
Yeah. You know, and she just kind of like bronze up her cheeks, and then she'd put on blue eyeliner, and that's it.
Yeah,
and that was my mom's look. That's her go-to look. Maybe with a little bit of lipstick, but I mean, aside from that, I never saw her put much on. And you know, growing up, she always told me, you know, take care of your face. And she's just like, because she always gets compliments because she's almost 60. By the way, happy birthday! Shout out, late belated to my mama.
Yes,
her birthday was Monday. Was it Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, the 31st. Tuesday.
31st. Sorry.
And so she was always getting compliments for her age, and it's because she's hardly ever worn makeup. And so she always told me, you know, like, if you want to have good skin, you got to take care of it, and don't always put makeup on it, you know, because it can ruin it. It ages it a lot faster.
It needs to breathe.
It does need to breathe. And I think that's why, you know, for me, it's like, do I love getting dressed up? Of course. I go to work at 7:00 in the morning, though. Do I always want to get dressed up every day and wake up at 5:30 just to put on a face that nobody's going to see? Like, no. Like, I would rather let my skin breathe throughout the week. And then when I go out on the weekends, then I can get dolled up. And then it kind of feels like a special occasion instead of like an everyday chore.
For me, that chore piece is huge. Sometimes I forget to take off my makeup. I go to sleep with it, and I know it's like, oh, my God. I am super guilty of sleeping with makeup on. I do not have a routine. I don't have like, okay, I put the mask on and then like I'm exfoliating. I'm doing this. I'm doing that right after my makeup. It is really exhausting.
I actually tried, because that was one of my things this year, you know, when we did the New Year, New Me, was just, you know, try to have a better routine around taking care of your skin. And I think I'm way better than I have been in the past. But when I like was actually really trying hard, it is difficult.
Yes.
Every day to just like constantly be on top of it, I'm just like, man, I know, I can do this right before bed, but I just much rather lay in my bed right now.
Like, then spend the next 20 minutes, wipes, you know,
and you know, having the mask on for 15 minutes and then having to clean it off. Like,
and
I'm
even
okay.
Just having, honestamente, just having those toallitas next to your bed, it makes a true difference. At least you get something off,
yes.
You know, you're not sleeping with this cake face. Pero algo que te quería decir, something with the reason of your mom saying, you know, cuídate la cara, don't wear makeup, you know, if you don't need to. Also, it is really, really hard to comprehend that someone is falling in love with the beautiful face you paint on, and then you take off the mask, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So always remember, the more natural you look, that's who they're buying into. They're
this is not, who I am.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's, and I honestly, I've seen that. I've seen people who are like, wow, that person is completely beautiful. And they could be beautiful inside and out, no offense, but the moment that la máscara se cae, it's like, what
you
is
look
going
so
on?
Different. Yeah. That's why I like to rep my natural beauty during the week, you know, because I'm like, this is who you get, and then you get, you know, an upgrade on the weekend.
I'm over here hugging myself for those who can't see me.
No, love yourself with or without makeup. You are beautiful, you know. And again, in our second segment, we're going to go into what exactly is beautiful. Does it just have to do with your face, with your looks? Is it personality? Is it, you know, how has the beauty talk shifted? You know, what is it that we think about beauty and all of that stuff? It's not just, you know, do you wake up and put on makeup in the morning? That's mm-hmm. not at all what the conversation is going to be at all in the second segment. So.
You know, speaking of, you know, the mask and all that stuff, you know, when I was, this is going to sound so weird. The fact that I knew that there was, this happened to me maybe about a week or two ago. There was a reunion I didn't know about, and I had to go to a drive-through where I was passing right by that reunion, and there was political people there, and I had no makeup on whatsoever, like none. Big hair, of course, but no makeup, but my makeup bag was in the car. I'm sitting there, like, putting it on, and literally, it was for 2 seconds of rolling down my window and waving hello, and people waved back. If I did not have makeup on, they're probably like, yes, a quien es?
But which is, you know, like, did you feel afterwards, were you kind of just like, why did I have to do that?
Yeah, and it's so rare. I know a person that actually told me that no sale de la casa unless he's like completely dressed to the T and combed hair and everything. And I'm like, really? Yeah, that's the way people, you know me by. And I'm like, you know, one day, it's not that I'm going to go out in sweats or anything like that, like when I don't need to, or my PJs,
PJs. No, not PJs.
Because I sleep in my sweats,
but
you know what I mean?
But my workout PJs. Clothes.
Yes. There's people that run around town in their PJs, by the way. I've seen them at the gas stations and Walmart.
No, definitely not.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, and I see that. I don't think you'll ever see me running around in my PJs at Walmart or the gas station. But, you know, maybe one day I have a really, like, you know, I just woke up, did a messy bun, is not my best presentable day ever. And, you know, it's like, should I care? No, I shouldn't really care. You know, yes,
you
after doing all that,
pressure,
it was kind of like, oh, my gosh, all that for that.
Exactly. Because sometimes it sucks to feel like you always have to be on. It's just like, why can't I be in my own element and not have, you know, some, either way, alguien siempre va a comentar.
Yeah,
you know,
that's,
it's just like
darn
somebody's
sure.
gonna be like, oh, she was looking like not her best today, and it's just like, because I have to be dressed to the 9/24/7, like, please.
Yeah.
Like, when have you always been dressed to 9/24/7?
Oh my gosh, la plática es interesante. We're gonna go to a commercial
commercial break.
So, feliz jueves, and this is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 14:40 a.m. So, please stay tuned. And we are back just like that. This is your host, Isela, with La Hora
with Isela
y Gabriela. Cut that short. I wanted you to be Isela y Gabriela at the same time.
All I needed to say was, this is your host, Isela, and we're going right into the show. Like,
I'm scrolling through my notes, and I'm like, I saw something, and I'm like, stopped. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Why don't I ever get that right? But you know
it's
what?
Good.
Let's try
good.
That again. This is your host, Isela, with La Hora, with Isela y...
Gabriela.
Gabriela, your other co-host. So, hey!
Hey!
So, we started a little late, conversa. conversaciones. What we talked about in the first segment was beauty and kind of the products that are out there, you know, hair and what we're kind of doing.
You know,
yeah, I mean, we can go.
How we grew up in our own cultural Latino households.
We can go into details, and this can take like days, really. And it really isn't about like, hey, straightening the hair, kind of ruining it with the fly iron. We're not saying that that's bad. You guys, girls, you can do that. Guys, hey, just get the little clean cut. Not all the time, but, you know, doesn't hurt. Cada quien es como es. And we're not just saying that you always have to be clean cut. I mean, a veces queremos flojear. And that's the truth.
And that's okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
and
that.
And then we had a guest through our Facebook Live page, Janet, right?
That was her. Yes.
Mentioned this super cool comment, which is going to give us some inspiration into another Conversaciones piece sometime in the future. Just about, you know, if we actually knew what was inside beauty products, maybe a lot of us would reconsider that. So maybe we're going to gather some more information and research and, you know, bring to you sort of all these segments on, you know, maybe also the dangers of beauty and beauty products
right.
and all that stuff.
So, Janet, shout out to you. And thank you so much for actually, Janet Betts from Napa, from the city of Napa, and she actually made the comment of, you know, if we knew as women, and maybe guys too, because there's a lot of guys that wear makeup as well, we don't know how toxic some of the material we're putting on our face is. So great topic for next time, and so we will make sure to bring it back onto the radio. So our segundo segmento of Conversaciones, we're going to talk about what makes someone beautiful, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, makeup, hair, I mean, there's people. A veces vemos parejas muy disparejas. I mean, I've seen that, and I'm kind of like, really? Wow, that's interesting. But you know what? There's something beautiful about it to be said. They get along. No hay disgustos. You know,
it's
this person
soul.
Is just, yes.
It's the soul. Like, when I think of the word beautiful, like, I don't necessarily, when I was younger, like, yeah, it was all about your looks. Now, I'm like, I don't care how beautiful you are. Like, if you have an ugly personality and you're just a mean person, like, I don't like you, and you're not beautiful to me. You're actually kind of an ugly person because you're soul is ugly.
Yeah. Something that I consider beautiful is confidence. Big time. I mean, sometimes people tend to overdo it, and I'm not saying that kind of confidence. It's more like, I know what I'm bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty smarts.
The value.
Yeah.
How you value yourself.
And cómo tratas a las otras personas,
exactly.
Whether it's a cold shoulder, whether it's uplifting, whether it's not uplifting, you know, kind of shoving us to the ground. And it's really... it's really interesting when we start talking about, like, what do we do as women? What do we do as guys to uplift, like, our misma gente? Because
preach, sister.
We go into conversations where I'm always saying, ay, es que, man, no nos pueden ver progresar. You know what? That is that you have that matter in your own hands, y tú puedes hacer el cambio. If you really wanted to change it for yourself, and don't keep saying or using the excuse that no nos ayudan a progresar, then skip over that person. Hop right on over and get it.
And there's always going to be someone in your corner. You just have to go out and find that person and surround yourself with those other beautiful people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think beauty is singular. And I think one of the things that I really wanted to mention, too, just in talking about beauty is, you know, how this mentality kind of shifts. Again, as like an age thing where when you're younger, you know, everything's superficial. High school, everything's all about looks and the most expensive clothes and all this other stuff that now I look at. I'm like, that's complete BS. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff. And I've liked seeing how with all of like our social, political, like activism movements and equality and all this other stuff. I don't know if you heard, but last month during Pride, well, now we're in August, technically, so 2 months ago.
Last month. Yeah.
2 days ago it was last month. Exactly. No, Angela Ponce, she was the model from Spain. She is the first transgender woman, I don't know if you heard, to win the Miss Universe Spain pageant.
Yes!
And have you seen pictures of her? She is
gorgeous. Yes.
Gorgeous. Like, I'm like, wow. Good for you. So it's also like shifting that mentality about like, what is beauty? She's beauty. She is beauty. Her heart, her soul, everything. And I love that when people asked her, you know, they were like, well, you know, there's like a transgender beauty pageant, right? And she was just like, yeah, but I'm just me. Like, I don't consider myself a transgender woman. Like, am I? Yes, because I went this cosmetic surgery. But at the same time, like, I'm just a woman, and I want to compete in a like in that pageant. Like that is a pageant that I want to compete in, and I don't think I should have to, you know, box myself into a specific category when I don't personally view myself like that. And I don't know, I thought
Isn't
it was
that
pretty
amazing.
Cool. Of course.
Oh my gosh, Spain is kind of breaking through.
Exactly. That so many people also support her and view her as that beautiful light. Glamour. You know, and I know that coming up in December she's going to be competing in the worldwide Miss Universe contest that's being held in the Philippines. So shout out to her. I hope she takes it, because literally I look at her and I'm like, wow, like you are goals. You are goals.
One of the things that we put, or at least that I had written down in part of the outline, were that no somos expertos on the subject. This is just personal opinion, like always. I always like doing those little disclosures. Sign here. Sign on the dotted line, please. But, I mean, it takes no rocket science to notice a beautiful person that's in the room.
Right.
And it doesn't need to necessarily say, hey, you know, completely typical lady walks in, red dress, beautiful hair, beautiful skin. She's talking it, she's walking it. No, we're talking about what really genuinely makes someone smile when someone walks in the room.
Exactly.
And you know that that person is genuine and not fake and not getting the wrong intentions.
Not the intentions. Not the
right.
tongue tucks, not the lip fillers. Or,
yes.
I mean, hey, if you're into that, we're not bagging on it whatsoever. That is you. You do what you got to do to make yourself feel beautiful. But we're also trying to acknowledge the fact that that is not your everyday person. You know, a lot of us don't have the money to go and redo our entire face and get a tummy tuck and redo our body. Like, for every skinny girl that's out there, there's a man or another woman out there that loves a thicker chick, you know? So it's just like, hey, like,
whoop, whoop, thicker chicks, hashtag thick chicks.
Latina woman, hashtag.
Hashtag me gustan las tortillas. Yes, you did. You heard it here. Hashtag it.
Oh my God. Too great. Too great.
Or like, me gustan las gorditas. Oh, heck yeah. That is my hashtag.
Food.
Me and the food.
Because I'm a snack like that.
We got both ways there.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, it's getting hot.
I know. It is getting hot in here. So, like you said, so beyond the tummy tuck, those facials, those fillers and all that stuff, yeah, to each their own. You know, if you feel like that, then great. You know, if that makes you feel better, great. Good for you. Because you know what? Nothing against that. Because I think it's crossed everyone's mind. Whether it's, you know, getting a facial, getting your eyebrows done, doing your nails, doing your feet, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's just maybe one thing that makes you feel a little bit more prettier instead, which is fine. But we're talking a little bit deeper. There was a... An article called Thought Catalog. It had a great article about what people think it means to be beautiful. We'll be talking about this article throughout this segment, so we could just say bits and pieces of what other people thought that made other people beautiful. So there is one by Yee. Her smile makes her I don't know. Her smile makes her pretty. Her body makes her sexy. Only her mind makes her beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Honestly, I love that particularly because I think we oftentimes get called beautiful and sexy.
Yes.
In terms of our appearances. And I'm like, I'm so much more than that. Like, I want you to get to know me for my mind, for my soul, for, you know, the intelligence that I bring to the table. Like, there is something a lot deeper than just you calling me beautiful, talking about my appearance.
Yeah.
You know? So that quote right there, Yee, shout out to you, because you got that down exactly right. Only her mind makes her beautiful, because that's exactly what it is. It's a beautiful mind. We had someone that it said, all it said was, it's from your friend forever. She said, beautiful is a woman who has a distinctive personality, one who can laugh at anything, including themselves, which I think is, you know, a very cool trait to have, when you can laugh at yourself, and one who is especially kind and caring to others. She's a woman who, above all else, knows the value of having fun and not taking life too seriously. She's a woman you can trust and count on to brighten your day. She's a woman who can inexplicably make you feel really good just by being around her. So vibes. We love the vibes.
We love
and
vibes.
And yet brings such great sadness when she is gone. So that right there is all about the personality, the attitude, that your aura that you're leaving. And I think that is also something very beautiful.
And you know what? And speaking about aura, I think you also have to surround yourself with people that make you feel uplifted.
Of course.
When we're sitting around, and this happened to me at a very young age where I had tons of supposedly friends, and I'm throwing up quotes up here. And the reason why I don't have that many, I really do have like scattered one, two, 3 friends.
And that's fine.
And that's fine because those are people that I can count on uplifting. You could do this. You got this. And it's even your pareja that can uplift you. The person that can let go of your hand and has no fear of you coming back because it's just a, you know what I mean? It's, you're going to come right back.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. There's another one that says, it's not about the clothing, the hair, the makeup. It's about the way her smile radiates warmth or how she dances when she's excited, no matter who's watching.
Oh my gosh, this is making my heart so happy reading these.
It's a great article, and I suggest everyone goes out and just, well, you know, it has 21 points of like how people are perceived to be beautiful. And it's more like mujeres, but you know, men, honestly, it's just take notes. Take notes, because if you make someone feel beautiful, I mean, believe me, she'll be coming wanting more, of course.
Yep. And Queen Frostine said something that the human race has forgotten, you know, in terms of describing the word beautiful. Beautiful is often synonymously with hot or sexy, whereas this should not be the case. No body fat and unhumanly large breasts makes a girl beautiful. Beauty is a pure non-sexual thing. It comes from the right combination of personality, confidence, and of course, physical attraction, because let's be real, like when you're in a room full of people and you know absolutely nobody in there, and you look across the room and see somebody attractive, you're not gonna be like, oh, that guy over there has a great personality. Like, you don't even know him. Like, obviously first impressions are going off of the look. So you have to put physical attraction in there. Physical attraction can look very different to a lot of people. You know, like we said earlier, some people like them thicker, some people like them skinnier, some people like them scruffy, some people
like
them clean.
I like my men thick.
You know, some people don't like chest hair, some people do like chest hair, you know, like we all have different likes, but at the end of the day, it's not just about that physical attraction. It's completely about the personality and the confidence.
I'm laughing over here, you know that, right? So I'm sure everyone can hear me gasping on the mic, but I'm just like, I like thick men. I had to put like my 2 cents in there. Oh my gosh. Do you look at the time? I hate this. Time goes by so quick when you're having so much fun.
Have you ever had a type? Just you know, talking about beauty,
I've always wanted a man that's older than me. If we're talking about, you know, our pareja, I've always wanted someone that's older than me, someone that, you know, knows a little bit about the ropes of life and not necessarily my age, kind of has lived through it prior to myself. I'm looking for someone taller. Of course, I'm describing Craig. I'm looking for that teddy bear. Mwah, mwah. I know he's asleep right now, but hey.
But
you know what? I am 150% sure I have met my match.
Oh,
so
I haven't.
I'm really, really confident. And
it's
he's out there.
He is out there.
Girl,
if you're out there and you listening, go ahead and find me on my Instagram.
Please hit me up on Match.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
We got to go into that whole talk about that. Oh my gosh.
The whole talk about what?
All these social media accounts and, you know, love matching
online
and stuff.
Online dating.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Not
okay.
For me.
It's 9:47. And so I'm just going to run through maybe 2 more of these. So one was from Wow, 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 Wow. Beauty is intelligence.
It is. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to know you can have an actual conversation with me. You know what I mean? That you... intellectually, like, you push me. It's not just these superficial, random surface talks that we have. This person called Dayum with a smiley face said, everything about her is mesmerizing. Her smile and laugh can stop you dead in your tracks, and her eyes seem to light up the world when they smile. Everything about her redefines perfect. She has the ability to make anyone forget how to breathe. She may cause stomach sickness, headaches, inability to think, weakness of joints and bones, and makes it hard to stand up straight near her. Ooh, swooning.
There you go. Oh. You know, conversaciones is always fun. I always feel like we kind of vent on, like, important topics. I know that we've gone into political realms. We've gone into people's careers, that whole track of their life. We're talking about, like, nonprofits. Today, we're talking about inner beauty, which I find completely attractive in all sense or whatever ways of the word. Porque en realidad, cada uno de nosotros tiene a beautiful spot. Whether we think that we're ugly, you know what? We said it again. It's not superficial. It's what comes out from your heart.
Exactly. Okay? You never know what's going to happen to you. It, I mean, like, I don't mean to go into like a gloomy thing, but you could be the world's most gorgeous person in the world, and I'm talking about physically right now, get into a car accident, and all of a sudden, like, your face is messed up for the rest of your life, you know? Or you break some bones in your bodies and it you pack on some weight and you used to be this super fit person, you know? It doesn't just have to be all about physical appearance. Like, beauty and everything that goes along with that word should be way deeper than just what you see on the outside. And that includes flaws.
Yes.
Our imperfections make us beautiful.
Sí, eso es muy cierto. So I am sorry we got to cut this off. I'm so, so sorry. I wish I could go into more details with how to become beautiful from the inside out. You know, you can't really see me and Gabriela right now, but honestamente somos bellas. And that's confidence. That's confidence right there. I consider myself a very beautiful person. I consider Gabriela a very beautiful person.
Oh,
I consider
you.
The owners of this radio station very beautiful people.
Woo-hoo. Yes, and, they are.
And
shout out
and
to
that is,
Lisa.
Yes. And so and the reason why I say that, it comes with within, you know? It just
100%.
It glows. And it's not the ability of saying, oh, yes, 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 all the time, being a yes man. No, it really does consist in being genuine. And
mm-hmm.
so...
Keyword, yep, genuine.
Yeah. And so I really can't say anything much more than that. So if you really want to... if you really want... ¿Cómo me dijiste? I told you at the beginning of the show, I think I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm beautiful.
The confidence.
When the confidence piece, when I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm beautiful, and you're not having the same party over there. But anyways, that's going to conclude Conversaciones for today. And please stay tuned because we're going to talk about a couple events. We're going to zip right through them and then right into our Dicho of the Week to end our La Hora with Isela and Gabriela. I know. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. We didn't really mention we do have an Instagram account, La Hora. Wait, at.
It's La Hora 1440 KVON, La Hora 1440 KVON.
There you go. And so we are live streaming KVON.com, so feel free to check us out whenever you're not around the area to listen to us. So for our third segment, though, you know we like to get down and let you know what's going up in our town and also, I think, surrounding areas. I think we have quite a few events that are happening, like in Sonoma and stuff like that. So
still, we were talking about earlier how we still got to show Sonoma some love. You know,
yes.
We're still local to Sonoma.
That is so true. So Napa Town and Fair, it is kicking off Peace, Love, and Livestock. It starts this year on El 8 de Agosto en la Feria. So it is the 8th of August through the 12th. Tickets are for sale at your local McDonald's.
Mm.
So prices range from $13 to $10, depending the age bracket and if you are a senior citizen. And then there's also those $35 wristbands. So just in case you want to pull the all-day thing, getting from kind of ride binging, if you may say. Pero también hay un concierto. Oso Matli va a venir para la feria. So get your tickets while they're hot, mi gente. Agosto the 12th. So please visit Napa Town and Fair on their website.
Very cool. Frankie Valli's also going to be in town with the Four Seasons. I love Frankie Valli if you're into that old school music. They're coming to the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa on August 5th. That's going to be at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in getting some tickets and for more information, be sure to check out www.lutherburbankcenter.org.
Shout out to LGBTQ Youth for Sonoma. So what I did is I found their site on Instagram, and they are asking youth leadership to come out and show your leadership for their team. So if you want to apply, do this ASAP to make a difference by creating events for them. So follow their link on Instagram at LGBTQ Sonoma.
Very cool. If you're super into comedy, also, by the way, want to mention that we are starting, our local Napa native, Hank Hardister. He has his show on Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1440. It's called The Grind. He's super amazing and hilarious. He is now officially partnered up with Compadres Rio Grill right here in our Napa area. And so they're going to start a comedy club starting this Monday, August 6th. So if you're, you know, super into jokes and want to do some stand-up comedy, sign up, start at 7 p.m. So be sure you show up at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8 and it goes till about 10 p.m. It's going to be a ton of fun. This Monday, August 6th is the first one.
All right. Boyz II Men, one of the most iconic R&B groups. I'll make love to you.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
Yeah. R&B groups in the music history is coming to Sonoma State August 16th from 6:30 to 9:30. Man, I'm going online right now, so give me a minute. Give me a minute. There is a pre-party that includes bubbles if you purchase that additional package. If I include the pre-party, will that include Boyz II Men with my bubbles?
I hope so. I want like a personal serenade over here.
So get your tickets start off at $40. Visit the gmc.sonoma.edu/event for more information.
So cool. Literally one of the best R&B groups ever. And then for some more comedy, Jim Gaffigan, if you know him, he's super hilarious. He's going to be in Santa Rosa at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts on August 9th starting at 7. Comedy legend, so if you're looking for a great laugh, be sure to check out the Luther Burbank Center.org webpage for tickets and more information.
Okay, this is not on the outline, but I'm going to tell you everybody needs to go to MAVA and look up the tickets. The Mexican American Vintners Association has their kickoff annual event. It's going to be at the Oxbow Commons. I believe early bird fees will raise after this weekend. So MAVA, Mexican American Vintners Association, look them up.
Very cool. And as always, happening August 19th, Festival de la Mascota is back. Celebra tu mascota y aprovecha todos esos servicios. Gratuitos, free, todo gratis, sterilizations, vacunación, revisión veterinario. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. They're also going to be doing microchipping. It's going to be at the Napa Humane Society over at 3265 California Boulevard, el 19 de agosto, domingo, from 8 to 12 p.m.
And I believe Nico and Popo's show will be out there live at this event. So make your way out there and give your little shout outs that you're there. Or you know, check in that you are at the Napa Humane Festival de la Mascota.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Time for the intro of the week.
I know. Well, it's so easy. It's so easy to say, but not everyone really understands it. Life is beautiful.
La vida es bella, como yo y Cela.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, it rhymes. See? Tells you something.
La bella Isela.
Ay, la bella Gabriela. Ooh. There you go. So, man, it has always been it's always a pleasure working with you, Gabriela.
Always.
And so, please stay tuned next week for La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. Hasta la próxima, mi gente.